All right, welcome back as we begin this second segment in the first iteration of why WCGA can be used to save America and why WCGA needs to be embraced by the Christian and the conservative and moral community to do a job that was done 200 years ago in the same site. So here's what we're going to do. When I was in the Air Force back in the middle 80s, I was still flying as an instructor pilot in T-37s, but I also had another job. I flew cross countries on the weekend with students, and from 8 to 5, I was the chief of transportation at Laughlin Air Force Base. It just meant I was in charge of motor pool and trucks and packing, crating, and all the other stuff. But I also had a third job. I was the deputy mobility officer at Laughlin. And what that means is every unit in a military has a mobility line or a mobility obligation. If and when we go to war, the non-war tasked units in the Air Force, such as the Air Training Command, we were training students to fly, those resources would be shifted into the combat arena, and it was the job of those commanders and their staff to be able to take their people and their equipment and ship it overseas. For example, a T-37 crew chief would be packed up and sent off with a little training to be an F-4 crew chief over in PACAF. And so that was my job as the deputy and the senior, to put together a program as quickly and efficaciously as possible to get the mobility material together and then get it shipped out by military and civilian and commercial means, but to do it quickly and efficiently under some duress. Well, I'd been flying, and for some reason, the commander of the base decided that I'd flown airplanes too much, and that because of some things in my background, I should keep flying airplanes, but also have these two other jobs, and one of them was a mobility officer. And we didn't have a great mobility program in Air Training Command because we were trainers and not necessarily the guys who were the warriors, though we were supposed to be warriors in spirit. But we didn't have a great mobility program, so we began to build one. And I came up with a great idea one day, or so I thought it was, because I enjoy eating. And I figured we could get all the mobility chiefs and the different units together at the Officers Club at least once a month, and we would have an extended chat and chew time that we would get our lunches and then for an hour or so brainstorm on how we could make our mobility system better, and to, you know, cross flow of ideas and people getting to know each other. And it sounds a little bit goofy, but it worked. It worked very well. And as it turned out, our mobility plan at Laughlin got some awards, and you know, we got some attaboys. And a lot of it I just aimed at people deciding to get together in a little fellowship, eat, and talk about what our common project was. So I'm going to apply that, I've asked Wes about it, to WCGA. And we propose to have a mobility luncheon, and we need to mobilize. We need to mobilize our listening audience to come aboard and fight the war. We're going to designate a restaurant, and probably be a restaurant that is supporting this operation or has some connection to Wes and Dee. And we're going to meet at first, Dutch treat style, because there's not a lot of extra money lying around here. But we're going to meet Dutch treat in a quiet area of the restaurant, private area. And we're going to talk about how the listeners, the citizen listeners, can come aboard and help shape the station, to make this station a juggernaut that, my wildest dream, I guess, we get so much attention, the bad guys, you know, start poking at us. We want to poke the bear in the eye and have impact. We want people to begin to say, well, what's this little station down here in Southeast Georgia doing to get so much attention, to be so impactful in our nation? And we can do that through our local programming and through some other things that we do plan to do. But we'll do it through that mobility luncheon that we're going to have. Now, as we move farther into the program, we may meet a little more regularly than once a month. But the idea is simply this, and please hear me on this one. The idea is to get across to those who are at least willing to join with us the necessity of their doing it and coming in with both guns blazing. We need to understand the threat. We need to take an individual responsibility in meeting that threat legally within the bounds of the law, but also forcefully. Now, here's one of the things that I've thought about, and I hope Wes doesn't get mad at me for maybe tipping my hand too early. But you know, you've heard, well, put your money where your mouth is. One of the things that that I think we can do is put people on the air who are willing to say, hey, my name is Joe Smith, and I love America. Or, my name is Tom Wilson, I'm a Christian, and I owe my very life to Father God and to my Savior Jesus Christ. Or some other testimony of American patriotism or of traditional Christian faith, just to make a 30-second or one-minute spot and to pay to do it, to underwrite the cost of the station. It wouldn't be an exorbitant fee, but it's people multiplied over time coming on the air and making a bold statement that will have psychological impact on people that are listening and also help to pay the expenses of the station. At the same time, we can also hope that those people who understand the importance of WCGA can encourage their family and their friends to listen to the station, or even find some business folks that they know that would be willing to come on and support the station. That mobility luncheon, I hope, will build a vision for what is possible, as well as what we say on the radio and what I'll be talking about for the month of April. Making WCGA a juggernaut. Making it something that even though it's tiny and insignificant right now, becomes recognized as a voice of truth. A group of people, everyday Joes, the simple guys, the ones that have made America, coming together in a concerted effort on common principle to save this threatened nation. We need to do it. We're coming up on a break. Join me on the backside, and we'll continue this conversation on how to make WCGA great.